The inconceivable liberation. Thereupon the venerable Shariputra had this thought: there is now even a single chair in this ashram. Its disciples and bodhisattvas are able to sit at the Dichavi Vimalakrita with the thought of the venerable Shariputra and said, Reverend Shariputra, did you come here for the sake of the Dharma? Or did you come here for the sake of the chair? Shariputra replied, I came for the sake of the Dharma, not for the sake of the chair. Vimalakrita continued, Reverend Shariputra, he who is interested in his own heart is not interested even in his own body, much less in the chair. Reverend Shariputra, he is interested in the Dharma, has no interest in matter, sensation, intellect, motivation, or consciousness. He has no interest in the aggregates or in the elements or in the sense media. Interested in the Dharma, he has no interest in the realm of desire, the realm of pure matter, or the immaterial. Interested in the Dharma, he is not interested in the to the Buddha, attachment to the Dharma, or attachment to the Sangha. Reverend Shariputra, he is interested in the Dharma, is not interested in recognizing suffering, abandoning its origination, realizing its cessation, or practicing the path. Why the Dharma is ultimately without formulation and without verbalization. Who verbalizes suffering should be recognized. Origination should be eliminated. Cessation should be realized. The path should be practiced. Is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in verbalization. Reverend Sariputra, the Dharma is calm and peaceful. Those who are engaged in production and destruction are not interested in the Dharma, are not interested in solitude, but are interested in protection and destruction. The most severance Sariputra, the Dharma is without taking away from the fire. He is attached to anything, even to liberation, is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in the thing of desire. The Dharma is not an object, he who pursues objects is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in objects. The Dharma is without exceptions or rejection. Holds on to things or lets go of things, is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in holding and letting go. Dharma is not a secure refuge, he who enjoys a secure refuge is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in the secure refuge. The Dharma is without a personal science, is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in science. The Dharma is not a society, he who seeks to associate with the Dharma is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in association. The Dharma is not a science, not a category or an idea, he who is involved with science on categories and ideas is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in sights, sounds, categories, and ideas. Reverend Shariputra, the Dharma is free of compounded things and uncompounded things. Adheres to compounded things and uncompounded things is not interested in the Dharma, but is interested in adhering to compounded things and uncompounded things. Thereupon, Reverend Shariputra, if you are interested in the Dharma, you should take no interest in anything. Vimalakrita has spoken this discourse, 500 thoughts obtained the purity of the Dharma. I am viewing all things, and the Lichavi Vimalakrita said to the Crown Prince, Manjushri, Manjushri, you have already been in innumerable hundreds of thousands of Buddhas throughout the universes of the 10 directions in which Buddha lived. If you see this, the
If one crosses the Buddha, feels to the east, the Jhamon, Mars, and all the streams of sand of the two Ganges rivers,
one will discover
the universe comes Meru Dvaya, and close the Tathagata, or Meru Pratipara, Jaya's body. 8,400,000 leagues in height, and the height of his throne is 6,800,000. The Bodhisattvas are 4,200,000 leagues tall, and their own throne are 3,400,000 leagues. I go will serve the finest and most superb thrones exist in the universe, Meru Dvaya, which is the Buddha field of the Tathagata, Meru Pratipara, at the moment. Living Malaketi, having focus himself in concentration, performed miraculous feats such as the Delta Takata, Nirupati Paraja, in the universe, Nirupaya, sent to this universe, 3,200,000 thrones, his gorgeous, spacious, and beautiful, let the Bodhisattvas, great disciples, chakras, panas, loka, palas, and others, had never before seen the like of thrones descended from the sky and came to rest in the house of the Chavi Vimalakirti. The 3,200,000 thrones arrange themselves without crowding, and the house seems to enlarge itself accordingly. The great city of Vaishali did not become obscure, neither did the land of Jambudvipa. For the four continents, everything else appeared just as it was before. Then the Lichavi Vimalakirti said to the crown, Manjushri, let the Bodhisattvas be seated on these thrones, having transformed their bodies to a suitable size. Then those Bodhisattvas who had attained the super knowledge has transformed their bodies to a height of 4,200,000 leagues and sat upon the thrones. But the beginner Bodhisattvas were not able to transform themselves to sit upon the thrones. Then the Lichavi Vimalakirti told these beginner Bodhisattvas the teaching that enabled them to attain the five super knowledges, and having attained them, they transformed their bodies to a height of 4,200,000 years and sat upon the thrones. But still, the great disciples were not able to see themselves on the throne. Lichavi Vimalakirti said to the venerable Shariputra, reverend Shariputra, take your seat upon the throne. He replied, good sir, the thrones are too big and too high, I cannot sit upon them. Vimalakirti said, reverend Shariputra, down, down to the Tathagata, Meru Pratiparaja, you will be able to take your seat. Then the great disciples bowed down to the Tathagata, Meru Pratiparaja, and they were seated upon the throne. Then the venerable Shariputra said to the Lichavi Vimalakirti, noble sir, it is astonishing that these thousands of so big and so high should fit into such a small house, and that the great city of Vaishali, the villages, cities, kingdoms, capitals, Jambu, Vimala, the other three continents, the abodes of Gautam, Nakas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Asuras, Gandharvas, and the Mahagoras, that all of these should appear without any obstacles, just as they were before the Lichavi Vimalakirti, Reverend Shariputra, for the Tathagata, and the Bodhisattvas. There is a liberation called inconceivable. The Bodhisattva who lives in the inconceivable liberation can put the king of mountains, Sumeru, which is so wide, so great, so noble, and so vast, into a mustard seed. He can perform this feat without enlarging the mustard seed and without shrinking Mount Sumeru and the deities of the assembly of the four Maharajas and of the Trias. Himself do not even know where they are, only those beings who are destined to be disciplined by miracles, seeing and understanding of the king of mountains, Sumeru, and the mustard seed. And ever a Shariputra is an entrance to the domain of the inconceivable liberation of the Bodhisattvas. Furthermore, ever a Shariputra, the Bodhisattva who lives in the inconceivable liberation, can pour into a single pore of his skin all the waters of the four great oceans without enduring the water animals such as fish, tortoises, crocodiles, frogs, and other creatures, and without the nagas, yakshas, and thousands, and asuras, even being aware of where they are, and the whole operation is disciplined without any injury or disturbance to any of those living beings. Such a bodhisattva can pick up with his right hand this billion more galactic universe as if it were a potter's wheel and spinning it round with beyond universes numerous as the sun of God has with living beings there and knowing their motion over its origin and catch it and put it back in its place without the living beings suspecting their coming and going, and yet the whole operation is visible. Furthermore, Reverend Shariputra, there are beings who become disciplined after an intense period of evolution, and there are also those who are disciplined after a short period of evolution. The Bodhisattva who lives in the inconceivable liberation for the sake of disciplining those living beings who are disciplined through immeasurable periods of evolution can make the passing of a week seem like the passing of an aeon. Can make the passing of an aeon seem like the passing of a week for those who are disciplined through a short period of evolution. So living beings who are disciplined through an immeasurable period of evolution actually perceive a week to be the passing of an aeon, and those disciplined by a short period of evolution actually perceive an aeon to be the passing of an aeon. Thus a bodhisattva who lives in the inconceivable liberation can manifest all the splendors of the virtues of all the Buddha fields within a single Buddha field. Likewise, he can place all living beings in the palm of his hand and can show them with a supernatural speed of thought all the Buddha fields without ever leaving his own Buddha field. He can display in a single pore all the offerings ever offered to all the Buddhas of the ten directions and the orbs of all the suns and stars and moons of ten directions. Can inhale all the hurricanes of the cosmic winds and the spirit of the ten directions into his mouth, harming his own body and without letting the forest and the grasses of the Buddha fields be flattened. He can take all the masses of fire of all the supernovas that ultimately consume all the universes of all the Buddha fields into his stomach, interfering with their functions, having crossed Buddha fields as numerous as the sand of the Ganges downward. And having taken up a Buddha field, he can rise up through the Buddha fields as numerous as the sand of the Ganges and place it on high. Some may pick up a jujubili on the point of a needle. Thus a bodhisattva who lives in the inconceivable liberation can magically transform any kind of living being into a universal mind. A lokapala, a chakra, a brahma, a disciple, a solitary sage, a bodhisattva, and even into a Buddha. The Buddha can transform the living. All the cries and noises, superior, mediocre, and inferior of all living beings of the ten directions, into the voice of the Buddha, with the words of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, having them broken, impermanent, miserable, anti-selfish. To recite the words and sounds of all the teachings taught by all the Buddhas of the ten directions, Reverend Shariputra, I have shown you only a small part of the entrance into the domain of the Bodhisattva who lives in the inconceivable liberation. Reverend Shariputra, to explain to you the teaching of the full entrance into the domain Bodhisattva who lives in the
inconceivable
liberation will require more than any and even more than death in the Patriarch Mahakashyapa, having heard this teaching of the inconceivable liberation of the Bodhisattvas was amazed, and he said to the Venerable Shariputra, Venerable Shariputra, if one were to show a variety of things to a person not from birth, he would not be able to see a single thing. Likewise, Venerable Shariputra, when this door of the inconceivable liberation is told, now the disciples and solitary sages are stipends like the man blind from birth and cannot comprehend even a single cause of the inconceivable liberation. Who is there among the wise who, hearing about this inconceivable liberation, does not conceive the spirit of knowledge of perfect enlightenment? As for us whose faculties are deteriorated like a burning robin seed, what else can we do if we do not become perfected to this great vehicle? We, all the disciples and solitary sages, upon hearing this teaching of the Dharma, should utter a cry of regret, and would shake this alien world galactic universe. And as for the Bodhisattvas, when they hear this inconceivable liberation, they should be as joyful as a young conference takes the diadem and is anointed, and they should increase the atmosphere's devotion to this inconceivable liberation. Indeed, what could the entire host of Maras ever do to one who is devoted to this inconceivable liberation? When the Patriarch Mahakashyapa had uttered his discourse, 32,000 gods conceived the spirit of Manik, so perfect in life. Then the Lichavi Devanagirti said to the Patriarch Mahakashyapa, Reverend Mahakashyapa, the Maras who play the devil in the innumerable universes of the 10 directions are all Bodhisattvas dwelling in the inconceivable liberation, who are playing the devil in order to develop living beings through their skill and liberative art. Reverend Mahakashyapa, all the miserable beggars who come to the Bodhisattvas of the innumerable universes of the 10 directions to ask for a hand, a food, an ear, and for some blood, muscles, bone marrow, an eye, a torso, a head, a limb, a throne, a kingdom, a country, a wife, a son, a daughter, a slave girl, a horse, a king, country, jewels, purse, bunches, crystals, coral, barrel, treasures, food, drink, elixirs, and clothes. Beggars are usually Bodhisattvas living in the inconceivable liberation, who through their skill and their devotion wish to test and thus demonstrate the firmness of the higher soul of the Bodhisattvas. Why, Reverend Mahakashyapa, the Bodhisattvas demonstrate that firmness by means of terrible austerities? Ordinary persons have no power to beat thus the demanding of Bodhisattvas unless they are granted the opportunity. They are not capable of giving and depriving in a manner without being freely given the chance. Reverend Mahakashyapa, just as the glowworm cannot eclipse the light of the sun, so Reverend Mahakashyapa, it is not possible without special allowance that an ordinary person can thus attack and deprive a Bodhisattva. Reverend Mahakashyapa, just as a donkey could not muster an attack on a wild elephant, even so, Reverend Mahakashyapa, one who is not himself a Bodhisattva cannot harass a Bodhisattva. Only one who is himself a Bodhisattva can harass another Bodhisattva, and only a Bodhisattva can tolerate the harassment of another Bodhisattva. Reverend Mahakashyapa, such is the introduction to the power of the knowledge to the liberative art of